Previously on The Writer's Wardrobe.
There's a zombie apocalypse.
What is it?
That's the lab where it all started.
I've got a better idea.
You do?
Yeah, why don't we just take the caravan? Do you need a lift?
Yeah, that'd be good. My feet hurt.
Jeff, will you keep your eyes on the damn road?
It's not me, it's these stupid earthquake things that signify the earth ending or whatever.
The thing that Jack warned us about?
Yeah, when Loomis' life is fading or whatever, I hope Melody is okay.
None of us are going to be okay if this gets any worse. Look!
Whoa, is that a meteor?
A meteorite.
That's what I said.
No, a meteorite hits the flat, a meteor burns up in the atmosphere.
You're so smart.
I'm glad it's not heading our way.
Me too, I feel sorry for the poor sods it's going to land on.
Step on it, Jeff. We have to save Lou before things get any worse.
I'm not going to step on a meteorite, you psycho.
I mean step on the accelerator and go faster.
Ah, right. Guys, there's something wrong with the car. It's making some weird noises and jumping around.
Seriously? Just when I thought we were on the home straight. What could it be?
It's got fuel, right?
Of course it's got fucking fuel.
You didn't even check, did you?
I bet he didn't even check.
Why would Anna have a car that has no fucking fuel in it?
That's probably why she was camped, because there was no fuel to take it anywhere.
Great. I guess we're back to walking now.
Brilliant. We could all use exercise, I'm sure. Of course it would be nice if my ass didn't have a second hole in it.
You really gotta stop talking like that.
If he wasn't complaining, he'd never have anything to say.
Yeah, I got that impression. He could have no balls, like most zombies.
What?
No balls.
I don't follow. What do you mean?
They're the first thing to rot off.
The balls?
Yes, you see them all over the place after a horde has passed through. Like little leather purses all over the place.
That's disgusting.
It gets worse. If you tread on one, they're like fucking banana peels. That's how I got into that mess before.
You slipped on a nutsack?
A rotten one. Anyway, my point is, Jeff, you're a sook.
You guys are just jealous.
Of what?
Of my ability to ignore wounds that would kill a normal man.
Fuck's sake.
All right, let's get out of this death trap and get to walking.
You'll be sticking with us even though we don't have a vehicle, right?
Yeah, it's safer together. And I just wouldn't feel right if I didn't help you get back someone who's been- Ah!
Oh my god!
Are you okay? Did it get you?
No, I'm fine. It just gave me a fright. Damn zombie must have been hanging onto the underside of the caravan the whole time we were driving.
They're just like snakes. Undead snakes. With legs. It's never a good idea to run over them. They just wrap around your wheel arches.
Jeff, you're the idiot that ran over the zombies in the first place.
Semantics, Clinton. You just wish it was your idea because it was cool.
Let's get moving. I don't like how quiet it is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are finally back. We've been walking these last few hours of daylight and have finally stopped for a rest. We're in some abandoned service station on the highway. The power doesn't work here. I tried, but it was too late. All the ice creams in the freezer have melted. Anyway, we thought, fuck it, and we lit a fire in the middle of the room.
Rosetta, are you okay?
I'm fine. Why?
Maybe you're sitting a little close to the fire, Rosie. You're sweating all over the place.
Do you feel sick?
I'm just tired from all the walking today. Exhausted, actually. Other than that, I'm fine.
Alrighty then. Why don't you just get some rest?
Don't tell me what to do. But yeah, I think I might try and get some sleep.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, she is.
Do you think she's infected?
What? No, she can't be infected. Remember that Pommy git in the lab? He got infected in an instant. One minute he's all, "What the hell are you doing here? Shine your shoes, governor?" And then bam! Bloody mop swings around and splashes in his face and then bloody vomit all over the floor, then zombie. And then, of course, blood everywhere from his head when we cracked it open like an eggshell.
Yes, I remember.
Anyway, there's no way she's infected. Her symptoms are too slow. And we know it doesn't take long.
I guess you're right. I really don't like the idea of moving if she's sick. What are we supposed to do? Carry her?
What exactly are you getting at, Clinton?
All I'm saying is that we'll go twice as slow if we get her moving.
Clinton, are you suggesting we leave her?
No! I'm suggesting we all wait here together until she's well enough to move.
You surprise me, Clinton. I thought you were going to suggest leaving her. To be honest, I'm okay with the idea, now that we know Melody is alive.
You're such a dick.
I'm kidding, but I don't think we can afford to stop. Loomis might be dead if we dally too long, or Melody for that matter. This one night might be all the rest we can afford. Let's just see how it goes in the morning. Surely, nothing bad will happen before then.